Okay, back in the actors post game business class, go.
Okay, so I had to fly to New York to be on a show called The President Show on Comedy Central. It was really nice of them to invite me to go on. It was fun. I had a great time. But I didn't want to miss last Wednesday's show here. Mm-hmm. I had to lead both hours. And so the only option I had to fly out was a red eye Wednesday night. And I was really dreading it because I'm like, I'm not going to get any sleep. I can't sleep on flights. Mm-hmm. And I'm already dealing with some insomnia issues. So being on a flight is going to make it even worse. Anyway, I didn't realize until I got to the airport and got my boarding pass that they booked a business class seat for me. Mm-hmm. And I had only flown business class once before, but it was a flight from San Francisco to LA that you had. Remember, we like, I don't know why we were in San Francisco, but you had that seat and you were like, oh, you've never experienced it before. And you were really nice. You let me sit there. Mm-hmm. And I only got like a little taste because if it's a short flight, you don't really get the full experience. You get the warm nuts or whatever. but that's pretty much it. And you get to like, you know, kick your feet up and you get a little more room, but it's nothing that special if it's like a super short flight.
So both of these were because of TV. So we were on Current TV at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they were both MSNBC and Current TV used to fly me business or first class or whatever. And that's why I gave you the seat on that occasion. Uh-huh. And the President Show is paying for it this time.
Yeah,
so that's why.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. My mind doesn't even go to, oh, I should book myself a business class seat. Like, mm-hmm. I know it's outrageously expensive. I never even consider it. So anyway, so then I was like, there's been a mistake, but I'm not going to say anything. Right? Like I thought.
It's no mistake.
I thought there was a mistake, but there wasn't. They booked me a business class seat. So like I quietly went and sat down and I'm like suspiciously looking around and everything. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm like in this weird pod thing. I think I can probably lay down completely in this seat.
Yeah.
And sure enough, yeah, you can. Like you can lay down on the flight, like completely lay down. It was.
I love that you're discovering this.
Oh okay. My God, it was so amazing. It was so amazing. And then like, okay, so then once I realize, the second I realize that I can lay down completely, a flight attendant approaches me and offers me a mimosa. And I was like, yeah, yes, yes, I will take a mimosa. Thank you, thank you. And the only thing that sucked was that I know that they give you all sorts of like fancy food and fancy treatment, but I was so excited that I could sleep on the flight that I just knocked out right away and I didn't experience any of the food. I woke up, I'm like, oh my God, I almost got like a full night of sleep. I mean, it's 5 hours, but still, that's full night of sleep for me. And it was great, I really enjoyed it. And then when I was flying back to LA, I did get to experience the full thing. And I got the warm nuts, the warm cookie. They give you a menu, like a gourmet menu that you get to pick from. And so I didn't realize that like the starters or the appetizer section, you don't have to pick shit. They just bring you all three appetizers on there.
Yeah.
And then you just pick one of the entrees. If you want two, you could order two, but I chose one. And then they bring you like this delicious salted caramel ice cream dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my mm-hmm. God, it was like, oh, why are rich people so miserable all the time? I don't get it. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had. I was giddy. I was so giddy.
You know, even though you're, are you 30 or 31 now?
31.
Sometimes you're still a kid because you don't fly that much, right?
No, I fly a lot. I fucking hate flying. I do. We go visit Christian's family like two or three times a year. And then for work, I feel like I'm traveling all the time.
No, you're not. I'm traveling
you
all
are.
The time.
You are. Okay, so compared to you, if you're going to compare me to your travel, yeah, then okay. That's.
Because the reason I bring that up, and I'm kind of a dick about it, and by the way, I'll tell you something unbearable about myself in a second, is because like going past first class, don't you see like that they could lay down?
No, I don't. I don't because.
Yeah.
I'm so irritated. Like that whole boarding process is irritating, and I'm more. I guess I'm hyper focused on people with their gigantic carry-on luggage and how they fucking spend hours trying to get it up in that like tiny little overhead compartment space. And I'm behind them thinking like, why? You're not gonna wear half the shit in that luggage. But anyway, nonetheless, so I never noticed first class.
So, okay. Yeah, because you know we're laughing here because you know I've traveled plenty of times in business class, TV days, and others.
I didn't want to get off the plane.
No, it's absolutely true. And I'm going to get to that in a second. Yeah. And Edwin works or worked at an airline. So when you fly, Edwin, I know you can't see him or hear him, but and you can travel. You can't go first, right? You can go coach because at the airlines you get all those free tickets.
On JetBlue, okay.
Oh, you can go first class. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so
You get treated so nicely.
Yes, yes, yes.
I didn't have to pretend like I was pregnant when I got up during this the seatbelt fasten sign to go use the bathroom. You know how usually, like, I always.
Oh, yeah, they let you get away with murder.
Yeah. I was like, I have
which
to
is
pee,
so, but by the way, so stupid because remember, like, this is all about security, security. The guys who did 9/11 were in first class.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it actually doesn't have anything to do with security. They're just treating you better because you paid more. Okay, let's just keep it real. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind because how people are treated in first class, I think it's wonderful. I just wish everybody would be treated that way.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, and in when I, okay, I don't know why I'm having trouble spitting this out, but when I used to get the warm nuts and the warm cookie afterwards and all that stuff, yeah, I absolutely loved it. And so whenever I try a travel business class, I actually look forward to the trip because I got 5 hours to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know me, I'll probably make two or three connections and somehow do business there, right? And maybe sometimes I'll go nuts and be like, why don't I watch a movie? Right? It's very rare. Usually I'm just working the whole time, right?
Yeah.
But at least I'm not crammed in and stuff like that. So one time when I was going business class, this is the unbearable part of the story, by the way. So I fell asleep like you, and I woke up and hours later.
Sorry, and then they give you those delightful pillows and blankets.
Yeah,
like I'm talking about fucking down comforter blanket status.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And it's, you know what, but in that particular flight too, it was kind of cold. And then the blanket made it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, okay. Anyway, I wake up and I'm like, all right, it's business class, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you have for me, right? They're like, oh, sorry, we ran out of food. Like, wait a minute, not that I paid for this, but still, I feel like if for whoever paid for this, it's kind of a dick move not to have food and business class.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I would be not so happy about it.
Yeah, but I couldn't complain. I could, like, because I'm not the guy to be like, I'm in business class and running out of food. But I wanted to tell someone, and I couldn't tell anyone because it seems unbearable.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there's like 8 seats here. How could you have run out of meals? Like, what did you like weirdly bring 7 meals? Because it's different than the meals for coach, right?
Yeah.
So what a strange thing.
It is. And also, okay, so here
I think what it is that they're squeezing the margins so much in the flights that they're like, fuck it, let's just dick over the first class guys too.
I wouldn't be surprised. But what I was impressed with was the attention to detail that I think maybe some people don't even notice, but I notice because I care about these things. So for instance, the bathroom is roomier, and it has like fancy soap and lotion, right? And you don't see urine all over the floor. Like, I think they clean it, and they're more.
I think they clean it. Isn't that crazy? I mean, but look at how inhumanely they treat us in coach.
I know.
No, it's so true. Because you know, I did one of my favorite stories of all time / least favorite stories was I think it was Tim Wu wrote this great article about the airlines and how they do what is called calculated misery. They make you miserable enough that you'll upgrade. Okay.
Yeah.
And that is and they finally tune that. And also for practical reasons, hey, your cheap flight's gonna be cheaper because we jam more of you in there, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I that's also true. But now, like I can't, if I'm sitting next to I was going to say a small person, a little person. No, if I'm sitting next to a woman or whatever, that's fine. Everything's totally fine, right? Not totally fine because like the other chair is like right here. On the last flight that I was in, that came back from Vegas, They're like, the reclining is now comical. It reclines half an inch.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, come on, guys. Like, really, this is recline? Like, let's just not do a recline then.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
just stop with the farce, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But when I sit next to another guy, and it doesn't have to be a gigantic guy, just a mid-sized to big guy, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. As I was on the Vegas trip. I mean, our arms are overlapping. Oh. Our arms are overlapping the entire flight,
yeah.
right? Like, it's fucking ridiculous. You've calculated too much misery.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was from Vegas to LA. So it's not that big a deal. It's annoying, but not that big. Okay, I went on a bus, like, I've gone on 1,000 buses from New York to New Jersey. And sometimes there's two big guys and your arms are overlapping and your legs are touching the whole time. But if you're going across the country, you're going to a different country, it's
yeah.
an 11-hour flight. In one case, going to the UK, it was a big guy and me, two
oh,
big guys.
No.
Totally overlapping, 11 hours. Come on, man. Like, I know the flights are a little cheaper and I know, blah, 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 but we gotta treat ourselves like humans, man. They gotta make coach a little bit more bearable.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I mean, hey, those things, it's not just that I've gotten fatter, and yes, that's also true. Okay, hashtag ripped. But it's also, and I wonder too, like, you know, you get the jeans and you're like, oh, the wash, nah, it's full, you're full of shit. It's not the wash, it's you, you got bigger, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I read into it. No, they keep making the seats smaller and smaller and smaller. So now business class is kind of how big the coach used to be. So now, all they did was they just made you so fucking miserable you had to pay more to get into business class.
Yeah, and okay, so I'm about to take a very, very long flight. And after having this experience, I was like, you know what? I can't afford business class, but I want to upgrade to be a little more comfortable because I know I'm gonna be miserable if I can't get any sleep on this flight. And so—
See, calculated misery,
I know, and so, it's funny because like there's economy like with none of the upgrades and that is miserable. We all know that. And then there's a bunch of like little options in between economy and business class, right? And the little options are still so expensive and it's not really that much better. So for instance, this one flight that I'm this one airline that I'm going to take has something known as the Air Couch, where if you pay an additional like almost $400, they will give you and the person you're flying with an entire row so you guys can like lay down flat, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain? And like the seats are special in that they have like a leg rest that goes all the way up.
Okay.
And then the armrests go all the way back. And so
how is that not first? That sounds like business class.
No, but you're sharing that with the person you're flying with. So in my case, I'm going to share that with Christian, and he's gigantic. And
yeah,
no,
do
no,
that
no.
right away. How many seats is it?
It's three seats, three economy seats. It's basically you
three
get
economy seats, yeah. but for two people.
Yes.
You should definitely do that. It's worth the $400.
I know. No, but it's $400 each person.
Oh. No, don't do it, Edwin. Why not?
Well, you should do select. Select the aisle and the window. Leave the middle seat open. When other people start selecting their seats, they never want to sit in the middle. So your chances are higher of having that middle seat available.
I know.
But you're taking a risk.
Yeah, it's a. So Edwin is saying he's off mic here, obviously, but he's saying take the aisle and the window. A lot of people won't want the middle seat, so a lot of times it'll be open.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, look, if there's like a Virgin America flight inside the US and it's not that crowded, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need business at all.
Mm-hmm.
God bless,
mm-hmm.
right? Coach is perfectly fine. But if you're going to Europe, which I know you are, mm-hmm. right? And you gamble and then there's a guy like me in the middle. I mean, the good news is you got, he'll be happy to switch to the aisle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that way, and you should sit in the middle, unless the guy was like weirdo or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a buffer so that Christian doesn't have to overlap arms.
God, this is
like, this is the shit we got to figure out,
yeah.
right?
It's
By the way, that's the same thing for me and Wendy. I'm going on the same trip because
yeah.
it's a conference, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I got to use Wendy as a buffer because I can't sit next to another big guy for, you know, 11, 12 hours that flight is.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Right?
It's going to be really bad.
So. Anyway, one last thing about this.
Yeah.
In the old days before 9/11, And there was two things. One, it was pre 9/11 security wise. And number two, it was they hadn't figured out how to jam all the flights yet filled with people, right? So now like 80% of the flights I take are completely full.
Yeah.
Okay. Back in the day, that almost never happened, and there'd be plenty of open seats. So, and I've told this story once or twice before, but when you said, you're like, wait, am I allowed to sit here? It made me remember that. So Dave Kohler would wait till everyone was on the flight, and he's sitting right next to the door, right? And then they'll go like, all right, last call, we're gonna close the door. And then he would walk in, and if he saw any open seats in first class, he'd sit down. It was genius. It worked.
So smart.
It worked almost every time. And sometimes they'd be like, wait, can I see your ticket? And he's like, oh, I must have sat in the wrong seat. They're like, yeah, it says 32D. You're in 1A. So yes, I think you might have sat in the wrong seat.
I love that story. I actually told that story recently.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then he'll go back. He doesn't give a shit. Okay, he's Honey Badger. He's the original Honey Badger.
I love it.
He doesn't give a shit. So now you can't do that anymore, obviously, because 9/11 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But one time he sat down, just like you were saying, like you're like, do I belong here? And then somebody comes up to him and goes, Mr. Gonzalez? He's like, why, yes. I am Mr. Gonzalez. What can I do for you? They're like, okay, what kind of drink would you like, Mr. Gonzalez? Well, thank you for asking. Mr. Gonzalez will have the champagne.
Oh, I love it. So good.
He doesn't exactly look like a Mr. Gonzalez, but he rolled with it.
I mean, he can pass for one. With the Spanish, he can talk.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. If they asked him to speak, he could.
Yeah,
he doesn't look like one.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Those are your fun airline stories. Tomorrow we'll do the baby stories.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be drama. All right, guys. See you then.